W.H. is McEnany. Dems playing politics with people's lives by sowing doubt about a vaccine. Very, very dangerous. By Trent Baker on September 8, 2020. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Tuesday responded to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden calling into question the coronavirus vaccine pushed out by the Trump administration. "I want full transparency on the vaccine," Biden told reporters Monday. "One of the problems is the way he's playing with politics, where he's said so many things that aren't true. I'm worried if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it. And so he's undermining public confidence. But pray to God we have it. If I could get a vaccine tomorrow, I'd do it. If it cost me the election, I'd do it. We need a vaccine, and we need it now, as quick as we can get it. But we have to listen to the scientists." Other top Democrats, including Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, have said they would not take a vaccine created by the Trump administration. McEnany said on FNC's Fox & Friends said the Democrats are playing with people's lives by sowing doubt about a vaccine. She called that very, very dangerous on the part of the Democrats. Was the president going to come up with the vaccine himself? Or is he going to depend on the scientists? Host Brian Kilmeade asked McEnany. "He's going to depend on the scientists, which is what he's done every single step of the way," McEnany replied. "What you see Democrats doing is very, very dangerous. They are literally playing politics with people's lives here by sowing doubt about a vaccine. We have renowned experts over at Operation Warp Speed that are working on this. President Trump has torn through bureaucratic barriers so we can get a safe, effective, and timely vaccine." She continued, "And, once again, compare that to Obama-Biden. Where they promised a vaccine, they vastly underperformed. And you have Biden's advisor back in the Obama-Biden days saying it's a pure miracle. Fortuity, that swine flu wasn't a mass casualty event of our time." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.